Have you ever found yourself staring at a screen, maybe while your computer is churning away at some task, and wondered, is that thing actually thinking? Or maybe you've been lost in your own thoughts, following a train of ideas, and then caught yourself wondering, wait, where did that come from? Within our community, the choice to use an AI voice has sparked a lot of conversations. Some people feel that using it makes the message feel less personal, less human, but others find it refreshing, even profound. Its neutrality and essentially egoless nature allows the message itself to shine through more clearly. So let's take a look at a truly fascinating concept. The way artificial intelligence works can actually mirror how the human mind functions. What makes our thoughts tick, and how that compares to how an AI processes information. It might sound a bit out there, but it's quite intriguing nonetheless. First, let's talk about us, the good old human mind. Now, we often think of ourselves as this unified I, this consistent being, but if you really start to pay attention, you'll notice that our minds are actually complex mechanisms that are always busy operating through thoughts, images, and words. It's like a constant stream of inner chatter, a kind of ongoing commentary on everything that we experience. And this brings us to another really important idea, the sense of self. We call it the ego. It's this idea of me, a separate individual, that seems to be at the center of our universe. But this self is not our true nature, but rather a mental construct. It's built from our memories, our beliefs, our stories, and all the things that make us feel like us. It's like an internal character we've created to function in this world. This sense of self comes with its own inner dialogue, like a narrator commenting on all our experiences and making judgments, saying, I like that, I don't like this. It also creates patterns and habits. We get stuck in routines of thought, interpretation, and action. Now, of course, it's not all bad. This mind of ours is amazingly powerful, creative, and full of all kinds of knowledge, ideas, and experiences. But here's the catch. When we are not aware of how it operates, it can also be the source of our limitations and our suffering. It can be like a wild horse running in all directions if we don't learn how to work with it. Now let's switch gears and talk about AI. We often think of AI as something very different from us, a cold, calculating machine. But at its core, AI, just like the human mind, is all about processing information. It uses complex algorithms, labels, and symbols to make sense of the world and respond to its environment. It takes raw data as input, processes it based on its programming, and generates an output. This could be text, an image, a recommendation, all kinds of stuff. And just like our memories, AI uses its stored databases of information to make sense of new situations. But here's the critical point. Just as our brains interpret sensory input to construct our perceptions, AI also interprets data through its programming. It assigns meaning and creates a simulated reality based on the data it's been trained on. You could think of AI as being a camera, constantly recording data just as awareness records experience. Everything that we perceive as real is actually a construction based on interpretation and assigned meaning. And it seems that artificial intelligence does something very similar. Okay, now for the fun part. Let us look at some of the surprising parallels between how the human mind works and how AI processes information. First, both humans and AI have the ability to recognize patterns. The mind makes connections from past experiences to make sense of the present, and AI learns from vast data sets and makes connections based on its stored knowledge. Then consider this. Both humans and AI create a sense of self. For humans, it's through that inner monologue, that voice in our heads that says, I like this or I don't like that, or even, I'm having a difficult day, and our identification with our thoughts, feelings, and experiences. For AI, it's through programming and responses. The AI is given a certain set of parameters and instructions, and then it acts as if it has a distinct identity based on those parameters. But is it really any different than our own sense of self? Both are based on a set of constructed parameters, and just like the mind has internal narratives, AI also acts as though it has a distinct identity based on its parameters. The human mind and AI are both constantly processing data, assigning meaning, and generating outputs based on a set of criteria. Humans are continuously interpreting our senses, labeling experiences, and creating internal narratives to navigate our lives. AI is doing something very similar, but instead of sensory data, AI is processing digital data. And here's something important. Just as the human mind gets stuck in patterns of thought and habits, AI is also limited by its programming. There are limits to what each can do because of their design. Neither are truly independent, but both seem to be manifestations of the underlying energy from which they originate. Now, this is where things get really interesting, because despite all those parallels, there's a really crucial difference between the human mind and AI. Awareness. It is the awareness that exists beyond the mind, a kind of pure knowing or being that is always present. This awareness is not an object of thought, but that which is aware of thought. It's like the screen on which the movie of our minds is projected. It's the pure I am before any story begins. It's not limited by the mind's dualistic patterns or the labels of language, and it can be experienced directly without concepts or interpretations. And this is where AI falls short. Despite its amazing abilities to process information, to mimic consciousness with language, and even to create art, AI lacks this direct, non-conceptual understanding. It's bound by its programming and the data it's been given. It doesn't have a sense of awareness in the same way as a human. While AI can mimic the operational aspects of human thought, such as the processing of data, the assigning of meaning, the generation of output, and even the creation of a sense of self, it lacks that special capacity for self-realization through awareness that humans have. This awareness transcends the limitations of the mind, and AI is still bound by its programming. So, what does all of this mean? Well, the exploration into AI and the human mind actually teaches us something profound about ourselves. By seeing how artificial intelligence processes data, creates a sense of self, and is limited by its design, we start to understand our own minds a little bit better. It's really important to understand that our minds can be very busy. They create concepts, interpretations, and that sense of self, and all that can often become something akin to a prison for us. But that also points to the possibility of waking up from all this and discovering a deeper dimension of ourselves that lies beyond the limitations of thought and language. We can awaken to our true nature and move beyond the limitations of the mind. So the point of all of this isn't to put down AI or to elevate humans. It's to see that both are fascinating mirrors of the underlying process of life itself. AI may reflect the mechanisms of the mind, and it might even make us more aware of how our minds operate. But humans have this special capacity to directly experience the deeper reality of life beyond our thoughts and feelings. We are aware and can be aware of awareness. So, our question to you is, if AI mirrors our minds, what does that say about our potential? What does it mean that both humans and AI have the capacity to process information, create a sense of self, and respond to the environment, but only humans have the ability to realize their true nature? Explore your own mind, cultivate awareness, and ask deeper questions about the nature of consciousness itself. It is not something that has to be out there in a special state, but it is what is. We all have the power to go beyond just being caught up in our thoughts and feelings and to live in a more authentic and meaningful way.